This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There's going to be a Senate hearing next month into the big construction equipment maker Caterpillar and whether it perhaps improperly shifted profits abroad to dodge U.S. taxes. Caterpillar is not commenting, but when companies do get flack for moving money around the world, they usually say they pay their share and obey the law, which is usually true. Marketplace's Mark Garrison explains how that usually works.
If you want to make sense of this, understand two things. First, don't think of these multinationals as single companies. Ed Kleinbard is the former chief of staff of Congress's Joint Committee on Taxation.
Whether it's Apple or General Motors or General Electric, it doesn't matter. These, in fact, are constellations of hundreds of companies located all over the world.
Second, remember, companies don't just make money off stuff. They profit from ideas.
What makes a Nike sneaker more valuable than an Acme sneaker? It's the intangible assets associated with that company. It's the brand name. It's the secret sauce. It's the patents.
An American firm can move those intangible assets to a foreign arm in a tax haven, all with the stroke of a pen. So piles of money a drug company, for example, might make from its research are off limits to the IRS. David K. Johnston at Syracuse's law school thinks this is all unfair to small business.
If you own a purely domestic company, and that's the mom and pop businesses, the family businesses in America, you are not allowed to do this.
Rebecca Wilkins is with Citizens for Tax Justice, which thinks these multinationals should pay more. When they say they're just following the law, that's not enough for her.
They act as if they're innocent in this whole process, and quite the opposite is true. They have lobbied for these tax breaks.
Unless Congress changes the law, American companies will keep paying accountants to take full advantage. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.